But first, US retail giant Amazon is set to land in Australia later this year. Various reports in the media have indicated that the world's biggest online retailer, which currently only sells books in Australia, will sell everything from books and movies to electronics and groceries. But in March last year, Wesfarmers Group Managing Director Richard Goyder warned that unless Australian retailers became innovative, Amazon will eat all our breakfasts, lunches and dinners. So are Australian retailers ready for the Amazon effect? Noor Azhar finds out.
Come September, global retail giant Amazon is expected to land in Australia in what industry insiders have called the biggest shake-up to hit the Australian retail sector in years. But the news of Amazon's arrival has ruffled the feathers of some of Australia's bricks-and-mortar retailers, such as Myer, Coles and JB Hi-Fi. A recent report by Citi indicates that Amazon could potentially erode Myer and JB Hi-Fi's earnings by 23%. So have retailers been caught out by Amazon's desire to enter Australia's $220 billion retail industry, or are they ready to fight for their survival? Australian Retailers Association Executive Director Russell Zimmerman says when Amazon arrives into Australia, it will be welcomed and will not be seen any differently from any other foreign retailer that currently operates here. But he envisages that Amazon will find it difficult to maintain its fast delivery system that gave it its edge.
Obviously, our population is much smaller than what the US is. But I think more importantly is that what I call the tyranny of distance. And I think Amazon will struggle in getting product delivered into particularly outlying areas, not so much capital cities, but outlying areas of Australia where the population is fairly small and the distance is fairly long. And I think that they may struggle with that.
There have been people who are commenting on the possibility that Amazon will use smaller companies and they might even increase the business of Australian, of small Australian retailers. Do you foresee that? Do you think that's a possibility?
I think that there is a huge possibility that Amazon will use current providers of transport, logistics, etc. in Australia at the moment. I think long term, they will probably use a mixed model and they will have some of their own and probably use other providers as well. Obviously, there's going to be changes to the retail industry. I think for many retailers, there are opportunities to work with Amazon, and I think it will give a bigger spread of product that some retailers, particularly what I would call the vertical retailers, will have, and that they will be able to sell that through Amazon, and that will put their products out on a far more broader base than probably what they even are now. Amazon is a well-known brand, and people will search through Amazon, and that will increase those retailer sales.
Amazon is also expected to open an online supermarket that won't be as big as Woolworths or Coles, but is expected to be similar in size to Aldi. The supermarket will then only stock items that customers would like to inspect, such as fruits, meats, and dairy. The idea is that customers would then purchase their products by using an app on their smartphones or through an in-store kiosk. The products will then be delivered to the customer's nominated address, possibly within the same day or even within a few hours. Customers will also have the option of ordering their groceries online and picking them up from drive-through style stores. But Mr. Zimmerman isn't too worried about the supermarkets. He says both Coles and Woolworths are smart enough to already have a plan.
Firstly, I think that Coles and Woolworths are very aware of where Amazon are and what they're doing and that they are coming. And we know that Richard Goyder from the Coles Group made a statement. It was a very clear statement from the Wesfarmers Group. And he said, Amazon will eat our breakfast, dinner and lunch unless we are prepared for them. And I'm very sure that they are as prepared for them as they can be and far more prepared for Amazon coming than what they were when, for instance, Aldi opened up in Australia. So I think it's fair to say they have made a difference to the industry, and I'm sure that Amazon will do the same thing.
And do you see any immediate losers from Amazon coming into Australia?
Yeah, look, I think that there will be. And unfortunately, this is retail. And if you go back over the many years, we've seen companies like Mark Foy's, Waltons, Horton Brothers. There's plenty you can name that have unfortunately gone by the wayside. Retail consistently changes, and unfortunately, there will be some losers. And I'm sure that there'll be some winners, and I'm sure that it will also make retailers look very closely at their business model to ensure that they can compete as effectively as possible.
But Deals Direct founder and National Online Retailers Association Executive Chairman Paul Greenberg says Amazon's arrival into Australia should not be seen as the death knell for traditional retailers, despite all the negative reporting.
Harvey Norman have a very strong and increasingly strong online offer. So while, of course, they like driving customers into store and engaging with them, there's a very strong online offer, as do JB Hi-Fi, who've just announced record profits. So I actually think we've got to be a little careful thinking, well, this is all doom and gloom. I think a lot of the domestic retailers who've been around for a long time, like Harvey Norman, like JB Hi-Fi, are doing exceptionally well. So where will Amazon find the opportunity? Well, certainly we don't envisage them opening up a lot of stores. So they'll be trying to do retail in a different way, where it's very much around the seamlessness of the delivery experience. And I think that's where, and the logistics supply chain and the pricing play is where I think Amazon will come in and try and make a difference. But the point that I've been arguing, I mean, I'm a big fan of Amazon, and I've certainly been a shopper of theirs for a long time, is that if you do own stores like Harvey Norman and JB Hi-Fi do, you've actually got quite a strong competitive advantage if you exploit it. If you just run sort of average, boring, not great shopping experiences, Amazon are going to eat your lunch. But if you deliver a wonderful shopping experience for customers where they can, you know, buy in store, buy online, I beg your pardon, pick up in store, and really find that convergent model, they're in a strong position. And I think JB Hi-Fi are probably one of our better examples, and their recent results were quite staggering. Turnover's up over 30%. Profit is up, you know, close to that. So they're in very, very good shape and don't seem overly worried about Amazon. Good luck to them.
Now, you just mentioned the pricing, and that's where Amazon is going to come and try to beat other retailers. In the May budget of last year, the federal government confirmed that from July 1st this year, the GST would be applied to the low-value goods imported by Australian consumers, so people who are buying things from Amazon that are under the value, under usually at the moment, currently, it's anything under $1,000 is exempt from the GST, but that is going to change from July 1 this year. Now, do you think that decision sort of motivated Amazon to enter the Australian retail market?
Well, I think that's a very perceptive point, and one that not many commentators seem to have picked up on. That at the moment, you're quite right, Amazon do have a perceived 10% advantage because they're not obliged to levy tax on customers under $1,000. But, of course, whereas, of course, domestic retailers like JB Hi-Fi do have to charge tax on everything. So there is a perceived advantage. The two questions we'd be asking as an industry are, is A, will this go ahead in July, which is not far away? And we hold real concerns about the way this is playing out. I mean, you know, the collection mechanisms, the cost of collection, the impost on the various stakeholders in retail, whether it be supply chain or border force, you know, who's going to be actually doing the work, and do we have will we make the cut by July? I'm doubtful. And then the second one is that if we do progress with it, will that then accelerate Amazon's physical entry into the market? And my intuitive sense, that's probably a significant catalyst. So while some of the larger retailers have understandably been pushing for this because taxation equity is a big part of their agenda, I like to say that be careful what you wish for. You might just get it. This might well be the catalyst that brings Amazon clamoring over the fence.
Mr. Greenberg also predicts that if Amazon's overseas shopping experience is anything to go by, Australian consumers will be the biggest winners as it will offer them more choice and variety. Amazon is expected to offer products up to 30% cheaper than its competitors. Mr. Greenberg says with Amazon's 300 million customers in North America and Europe alone, smaller Australian retailers might benefit from such a large customer base, which potentially would allow them to expand internationally.
Amazon have a very strong business called FBA, or Fulfillment by Amazon. And that could well be where they very much are optimizing and commercializing their significant IP and experience in distribution and supply chain, which is a very tough area in Australia. So they might be able to provide plug-and-play solutions for smaller Australian merchants and retailers who don't have the wherewithal to look after their own logistics, end-mile, long-haul, and don't have the efficiencies of scale. Amazon could well provide that if Amazon comes over.
e-commerce currency specialist Nina Markovic expects that Australia's e-commerce landscape will change dramatically once Amazon hits our shores. She says the arrival of international sellers will bring variety and options.
We're also expecting a big change and shake-up in the way online delivery would work. I'm sure you'd probably be familiar with Amazon Prime in the States. Their delivery times are same day for some postcodes and, you know, usually takes up to 2 days, which is a lot shorter than our delivery time typically takes. I'd say with faster delivery times and better offerings, we're expecting to see a growth in that space.
E-commerce currency specialist Nina Marovic there with reporter Noor Azhar.